Hello folks, it's Stefano again, and this is my audio boo for the 20th of July, 2012, and I promise to make this one a little bit more upbeat. I do want to give my respects to those people that died, but I feel that I wanted to share something interesting with you folks. I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that. There was a stretch of road there that was a little bit noisier than usual. So, back in November of 2011, I decided to change cell phone carriers. And unbeknownst to me, as I had not done the due diligence of the research, I ended up buying a real lemon of a phone. I got a Samsung Galaxy Mini. It's atrocious. I'm on my second one now. And basically the unit is very slow, acts very erratic, be it in the Android operating system or when connecting to the cell network. It has this really weird thing that it does with my wireless too. It seems to drop it intermittently without telling me. So I end up, if I'm at home and I just happen to be, say, streaming something, and I lose the wireless in the house. So it kicks over to 3G and gobbles up a bunch of my bandwidth, which I don't have a lot of, with no warning. So after many months of this, and many months of dropped calls and lost calls, I'm just fed up. So yesterday, last night in fact, or should I say this morning, very early, something like 12:30, I finally hunted down and found a replacement Android phone. And I've gone out on the proverbial limb with this one, because I've gone to one of these Chinese importing sites and bought myself a Android 4.0 smartphone with 3G capability, a multi-touch capacitance screen, and it's got something like 512 megs of RAM, a 1 gigahertz processor, and a couple of other goodies. It's got a built-in FM radio, which is kind of neat. Now, I paid a whole $142 US for this unit. So we'll see how it works. I'm not holding my breath. Worst case scenario, they don't ship it to me. And I've spent $142 for nothing. Now, I did use PayPal, so I'm not giving them any information about my credit cards. Best case scenario, it works like a charm, and all my cell phone troubles will be over. All right, somewhere in between those two is maybe I can only use it like a sort of a glorified iPod or something. Anyway, we'll see. Time will tell. I should get the unit in about 2 weeks or so, and I will do a complete review of the phone, I promised, because I'm sick and tired of this phone. Oh, and for those of you wondering, my cell phone carrier will not sell me a better phone. They have refused. I've gone right up to the regional manager, and get this, the regional manager had the gall to say to me, well, if you don't like our service, just go elsewhere. But to go elsewhere, it would cost me a $500 penalty to break the contract. So there you go. Word to the wise.